This woman in Johannesburg is preparing for a virtual consultation with a traditional healer in Cape Town to engage in this age-old practice. She will be using the Ngoma app. It allows users to hold virtual sessions with their healers and buy products from them. Gogo Zippo is a traditional healer who says this app is allowing more people to access this ancient practice.
The point of the app is to be able to find traditional healing or traditional help or traditional medical help in a safe environment with healers that have been vetted.
Lebogang Ranta came up with the idea to create the app after struggling to find a traditional healer for his spiritual journey. 4 years later, the self-funded app is a reality.
I found that a lot of people, especially first-timers, were really intimidated by, one, going to a spiritual healer's place for the first time, and two, really not knowing how to find the healer. So I was like, if I can amalgamate that into one and finish off the process with the ability to get them their things brought to their home, it provides a full suite service for the user. And yeah, from there, Ngoma was born.
He says the app currently hosts 40 traditional healers and has over 100 users, including Raitumetse Twala.
It's very hard finding a healer. It's very hard finding healers that are doing specific things, because you don't always just want any healer. You maybe want someone who's good at reading dreams, translating dreams, or someone who's good at helping you find a job and pray for you to find a job and so forth. So the app is great in that sense, that you have access to different types of healers.
Ngoma users can also buy items used in rituals like candles. Companies like The Light Candles have partnered with the app to supply these products.
Candles are a gateway to the underground, or how they call them, the underground gang, which is ancestors.
For now, Ngoma is available only in South Africa, but Rantua envisions expanding across the continent, bringing traditional healing to more people through technology. Zeke Kasim, VOA News, Johannesburg, South Africa.